You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji from WNYC and PRI, Public Radio International, in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Good morning, everyone. We have a rescue plan. The global markets aren't convinced, but, you know, let's forget all this global business. Let's start smaller, all right? How about a recession package, a rescue plan for you, okay? How are you recession-proofing yourself? Fewer Christmas presents, vacations, out of there, shorter grocery list, second job. What's your rescue package? What's your bailout plan, your recession-proof life plan at 877-8-MY-TAKE or MyTAKE at thetakeaway.org?
John, right now it is do or die for some U.S. Senate candidates who are on the campaign trail in full force now that Congress has recessed. Republicans are really trying to figure out how to stump polls that have for weeks been indicating they will lose seats. One of those important races is in New Hampshire, where Republican incumbent John Sununu and former Democratic Governor Gene Shaheen, who lost to Sununu back in 2002, are in an intense race. Joining us now is John Rogers, a political reporter from New Hampshire Public Radio, who's been following the race very closely. Good morning, John.
Good morning. It's Josh, by the way.
Josh, sorry. We're talking about two professional, well-known candidates. Who's leading in the polls now?
Well, the average of the polls, I guess, would show former Democratic Governor Gene up by about 5 points. She's been up pretty much all the way. It's expected to be tight, though. John Sununu is a hardworking candidate, and both of them are very well known.
Now, what's really driving the race there? Is it some local issues, or is it really the big national issues facing the country?
It's a mix, but predominantly it's been big national issues and the overhang of the presidential contest. You know, Democrats have been on a roll here basically since 2002 when Sununu defeated Shaheen. And Sununu defeated her then, he basically ran against her record as governor. She had been in for 3 two-year terms. This time, Shaheen has said it's going to be about Sununu's 6 years in the U.S. Senate. And a lot of that is linking John Sununu to the policies of the Bush administration over and over, ad infinitum, on issues ranging from spending in Iraq to taxes and most recently to the regulatory climate that Gene Shaheen and other Democrats say led to the financial turmoil and the necessity of a bailout package.
Let's listen to Shaheen talking about that link between Sununu and Bush.
John Sununu's voted with George Bush 90% of the time on energy policy, on health care, on ending the war in Iraq. He's been on the wrong side of those issues from the perspective of the voters of New Hampshire.
And how has that gone down in New Hampshire? You're talking about 38% of the voters there who are not affiliated with any party.
That's true. Although most of those non-affiliated people tend to lean in a pronounced fashion towards Democrat or Republican. Most of those people are probably leaning Democrat at this point, but that message seems to have been sticking. I was able to watch a focus group behind a two-way mirror that was being done with voters. It was predominantly about the presidential race, but then they threw a few Shaheen Sununu questions in and asked the respondents, or 12 voters across the spectrum politically, what do you think of these folks? And pretty much every, you know, 10 of the 12 essentially said too close to Bush, too establishment, about John Sununu. They didn't necessarily have great things to say about Gene Shaheen either, but the Bush-Sununu linkage argument seemed to be taking root, at least with the folks that I was watching.
And that has essentially forced Sununu to spend a lot of time trying to distance himself from Bush. Let's listen to him.
I vote with New Hampshire 100% of the time. In 2003, I led a successful effort to defeat a Republican energy bill. In 2005, I led the effort to demand protections under the Patriot Act for personal freedom and civil liberties. People know I was the first Republican to call for Alberto Gonzalez to get fired.
I've taken Republican off my stationery in my office. I don't park near Republicans on Capitol Hill. Yet, Josh, he's really doing it there.
Well, he's doing what he can. I mean, the 100% of the time voting with New Hampshire, I think that line's fallen a bit flat. But, you know, at every turn you ask him, can you say one nice thing about President Bush? And he launches into the litany of ways in which he differs from President Bush. And, you know, it's an albatross. Bush is obviously unpopular nationally, and he may be even more unpopular than the national averages up here.
How important do you think the debates between Sununu and Shaheen are going to be, or have been? I think I read somewhere that they're going to meet in various forums somewhere between 8 and 10 times. Is that more than usual?
That does strike me as more than usual. I attended the first one that they had last week, and it was, you know, kind of tit for tat. Gene Cheen saying John Sununu is like George Bush, particularly now on spending and regulatory matters pertaining to Wall Street. He hits back with the same messages that he ran against her in 2002, which is when she was governor, she proposed a sales tax. New Hampshire doesn't have a sales tax, general sales tax or general income tax. And that has historically been, you know, essentially the dominant political issue here for decades. You know, it's hard to know what the half-life of Gene Shaheen's record as a so-called taxer is. This mm-hmm. will be a test of that. And it'll also be a test of there's been a fair amount of in-migration to the state. And, you know, in addition to the healthy slug of undeclared or independent voters here,
right.
The Democrats, I mean, in 2002 when Sununu defeated Shaheen, Republicans had a 12,000 voter edge in terms of just registered Democrat versus Republican. Now it's negligible, and it could be nothing by election day.
Well,
and in New Hampshire, we have same day registration, and you know Democrats and the Obama folks have been on the ground signing up new voters, young voters, and it's hard to know how many same-day registrants we'll get.
So certainly an intense race there, and we thank you, Josh, for those updates there in New Hampshire.
No problem.
Josh Rogers, the political reporter for New Hampshire Public Radio.